Hi guys, this is Olivia, the hostess with the mostest. How's everyone's night going tonight on this wonderful Thursday night? We are past the hump and the weekend is right around the corner. So let's jump right in. So currently, as far as we're going to start with my favorite day and favorite time of the day, rather, and it is my Twitter. I always check to see what's going on in the morning. So this morning, it actually was Pound Thirsty Thoughts. What are your thirsty thoughts, guys? Well, mine is focusing on working, completing my goals that I have set forth for myself for the next year. And what I'm doing is I'm starting early, getting everything in order, and setting everything up. So that's my thirsty thoughts. What about you guys? I just think as far as that, I feel that usually when thirsty comes, we are so excited about the weekend. And so with thirsty thoughts, a lot of the people are basically thinking about the weekend, what they're going to be doing, you know, and things of that nature. But what's right around the corner is tomorrow, and tomorrow is Friday the 13th. So we're going to be talking about that, I know, as far as for trending on Twitter. So, you know, guys, get ready for it. I don't know if some of you guys are superstitious or what, but just to let you know, tomorrow is Friday the 13th. So get ready. Anyway, guys, we're going to move into my main topic of the day, and that is the dating game after 40. Let's talk about it. Now, I'm over 40. I'm a divorcee, and basically, I haven't been in the dating game for, oh my goodness, a very, very long time. You know, it's been so many years, I can't count at this point. But you have a lot of 40-year-olds and over who are dating, you know, and I think it's, to me personally, I really think it's hard out there. I mean, basically for me, I'm very picky and choosy of who I would want to date, because for me, I'm looking for far more than just to continue dating from year after year after year. I'm looking for, you know, a person who's looking for the same things that I am. You know, if we start dating, I'm looking for it to turn into a relationship and then from relationship to marriage. So if you're not really looking for a real commitment, then I'm not the one for you. So I just throw it out there. If you're trying as far as to, you know, date, and that's all you're trying to do, and you're really not looking for someone to basically, you know, settle down with or something like that, then no, I'm not the one for you. Just keep it moving. Don't waste my time. And that's just how I feel. You know, and some people may be like, okay, you're very, very harsh. No, I'm not harsh at all. I'm over 40 and I really don't have time to play games. So if I'm talking to a grown man who's around the same age as me or older, that's probably been divorced and has, you know, a kid or may have kids. With me, I have one son who's in college. So, you know, basically, I'm like this. I want someone who is my age or older, whether he's divorced or whether he's, you know, single or never been married, that's all fine and dandy as well. You know, but around this time, I would think that your kids or your kid would either be in college or graduated college, or you know what I'm saying, of where you don't have little kids running around the home. So for me, I mean, I have rules, you know, I have to be quite honest with you. It's rules to this shit. You know, I don't mean to be blunt, but I don't sugarcoat shit. its rules to it. I really don't want to date anyone who has, if you're my age, you shouldn't have a little 1 or 2 year old running around. You know, I don't care if it's from you and a ex-wife or a ex-girlfriend or anything like that. If you have a 1 or 2 year old running around and you're like 47 or you're 50 years old, that shows me that either you got caught up and you got someone pregnant, you weren't thinking straight or rational of how old you were to get yourself into this predicament at this time. So for me, because I was always one and done, I always wanted a son and I got a son. That's all I prayed for. God give me a son. You know, I really don't want a little girl because she would be too much like me and I would have to yoke her up probably a couple times. I have to be honest with you. So I just have to be very thankful and happy that I got my son that I wanted. And from that point, I was one and done. So my son is in college, you know, and so for me, I would love to find someone in my life who's around the same age as me. We have the same qualities and things of that nature. So when you get a certain age, you're looking for certain people to date. You want someone who is basically, he has his own. He already has either been married and then divorced, or he hasn't been married at all. About the kid thing, the only thing that I say is I really don't want to date anyone who has little kids running around, because that just shows me a lot about the type of, you know, person that you may be at an age that you are having a 1 or 2 year old. So that's something I want to stay away from. you know, you must be working, you must be college educated, you must be stable, you must be stable minded, you must be loyal, want commitment, want relationship, know how to treat a woman, and also for a woman, knowing how to treat you. I mean, it's respect, knowing how to be respectful as well. So it's just a lot. And just knowing how to be a loving person and truthful person, not a cheater, be an honest person. You know, so I want all of that as far as into one. And I think the best dating advice for finding love after 40, you know, it's a really good article that I have, and it's basically from the, matter of fact, it's from the Oprah magazine, you know, and it has a little article, best dating advice for finding love after 40. And I'm just going to, you know, hit on a few points that I'm sitting here and I'm looking at and I'm reading. Now, basically, if you're single and you're over 40, chances are your BFF, your parents, your siblings, and maybe even the stranger in the checkout line are offering you their unsolicited dating advice, basically. While Auntie Debbie may have some wisdom, we rather leave it to the pros. So we spoke to a handful of dating coaches and relationships experts for their best tips for dating after 40. So this is what the little article is basically about. When you're done being patient, be patient. What that is, it's basically whether you just left a bad marriage or been in a dating world for decades, it makes sense to feel like it's your turn to find love. Singles over 40 often have an Amazon Prime mentality when it comes to dating. Quote unquote, says relationship expert, founder of Smart Dating Academy, Bella Gandhi. They want to check off a few boxes and have the perfect candidate arrive at their mailbox in 48 hours. It's important to be patient and to stay positive, she says. Think of your frustrations like a blizzard. It will do nothing but delay the delivery. Now, the thing about this is you want to remember you're exactly the right age to find true love. When you're wondering if your smile lines are stopping or if Mrs. or Mr. Right are swiping it right, it's easy to forget that if you were 10 years younger and you wouldn't be who you are right now. Relationship expert Dr. Juliana Morris says love connections at an older age can be even more profound. Quote unquote, when you own where you are in your life, who you are, and are confident in your values and personality, you are more likely to find someone who is better suited for you. Quote unquote, she says. Now, we do have keep trying new things. Be the single you want to meet. Relationship experts and founder of H4M Matchmakers, quote unquote, Tammy Shackley. One way to do that is to constantly explore new hobbies and interests. That way, she says, you'll have exciting things to discuss on a date, whether it's travel plans, the latest restaurant, or even new places and activities going on in the city. When you're the best version of yourself, it can be magnificent, says Shackley. So, it's just several little things that you may not want to do. You don't get hung up on what you think you want. Now, if you know right away whether your first date is worthy of a second, you're setting yourself up for failure, basically. Dating in our 40s typically means we know what we want and we feel pressed to find it quick. Now, that is from dating coach Nikki Novo, quote unquote. Now, the thing that you want to do is embrace your baggage. Now, what that means is it's safe to assume most people have something they're struggling with. Quote unquote, Morris suggests reframing baggage as life experiences. Dating coach and author Love at First Sight has found this to be true. For example, one of her clients didn't want to date a man because he took care of his grandson. But Eden helped reframe it as positive. It showed that he was dedicated to his family, says Eden, quote unquote, who encouraged her client to give it a shot. She now has a new found love of chicken fingers at Friendly's. So what she's saying is that sometimes you do have to embrace things that you don't want. Now, this certain a lady, she really didn't want to date the guy because he took care of his grandson. So she was hung up on the younger kid thing, just like me, you know. So I feel her of how she was feeling, you know, but because she really liked the guy and he was a really good man, you know, she just, and probably fell in love with his grandchild as well. So, you know, she just went on and now everything is fine from what the article is saying. Now, another thing you don't want to do is resist dating someone who reminds you of your ex. Now, mind you, quote unquote, it can be tempting to go out with a person who reminds you of someone you've already had a relationship with, says quote unquote Lane Moore, author of How to Be Alone. And while there's something to be said for familiarity, it's love didn't work then. Why would it work now? Now, basically, to stop history from repeating itself, Moore recommends finding ways to heal, whether that means going to a therapist or doing some soul searching. Healing is the only way to date a person who isn't similar to someone who is unhealthy for you, she says. So these are just some things that are basically, you know, very important. Now, we do have something, a very nice article that I found in BlackAmericaWeb.com. Dating over 40, 10 things that you need to know. Heal thyself. You want to heal yourself of the trauma of your previous relationships before you attempt to start a new one. First and foremost, keep yourself up. Let's be honest, not too many of us look the same as we did when we were in our 20s, but some of us look years older. Because of life, family, and responsibility have gotten in the way of our self-care. It's hard enough to date, but when you don't feel good about yourself, that makes it even harder. So what you want to do is you want to keep yourself up, exercise, eat healthy, you know, throw your makeup on if you're a woman, get your hair and nails, toes done, make yourself feel good. And when you feel good, you know, you look good. Know yourself. By the time you get 40, you know who you are or should, you know. I mean, everyone, when you're 40, you should know exactly how you are as a person. I would think so. Go online. The dating game has moved online. Most people are meeting folks online from Tinder to Match.com. Each online site has its pluses and minuses, and you can meet someone on any site, but some are better for serious relationships while others are more for hooking up. So you really have to pick and choose of which dating online that you want to do. And also we have Take Your Time. Don't date to get married and don't date with expectation of anything but a great night out. We also have Do Your Vetting. I cannot say this enough, especially for women, but definitely for men as well. Don't get too familiar and too caught up in someone until you get to know them. Don't settle, but don't be unrealistic. If you are over 40, unless you're a celebrity, you might find it challenging to find someone who is tall, handsome, and wealthy, as smart as Barack Obama, and as adventurous as Will Smith, especially if you can't match all of those qualities. So, you know, if you can't provide that quality, then basically how can you go looking for that if you're not providing that quality back? And then find your happy while you're single. Are you miserable, single, and desperately want a relationship? Then you are poor relationship material. Every relationship ends, whether it ends in breakup or death, it ends. If you are totally dependent on another person for happiness, you are making that person your codependent, not your man or woman. So remember that. Know if you want to marry or remarry. Do you really want to be married? If you've already been married and it didn't work out, was it part of the problem, not the person, but the marriage itself? Are you really happy being single but don't want to be alone? So it's certain questions you have to ask yourself as well. And last but not least, don't give up. If you want a good relationship, don't give up. Keep working on yourself. Change your intentions, your wig, your attitude, your mindset, your expectation. Find something that basically sets a good mark of who you are and makes you feel good, and pursue it. Happiness is attractive. Work to love yourself first. It's more than just a clinch. It should be your way of being. If you want love, don't give up on it. It's waiting for you, but only if you believe it's possible. So, you know, I'm going to end it on that note. This was a very good little article, I think, by blackamericaweb.com. You know, it gave very good tips on dating over 40 and just some things to just, key things to just think about. The next thing we're going to get into is the quick recipes, one pan healthy sausage and veggies. So the quick recipe for today is going to be the one pan healthy sausage veggies, which it looks fantastic. So we're going to get started on what we're going to need for this. Now, the ingredients that we do have, it's 2 cups of 1 small red potato, 3/4 pound green beans, 1 large head of broccoli, 1 1/2 cups of chopped bell peppers, 2 large or 6 to 7 mini sweet bell peppers will do as well, 9 ounces of smoked sausages. I use turkey or chicken, not ground sausage, 6 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper flakes, optional, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1 tablespoon of dried oregano, 1 tablespoon of dried parsley, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. You want to serve with fresh parsley, quinoa rice, lots of fresh grated Parmesan cheese. What you want to do first is preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a large sheet pan with foil or parchment paper. Prep the veggies. You want to chop the red potatoes, pretty small pieces here, so they will be tender in time. Trim the green beans in half. Chop the broccoli, chop the peppers into thick squares, and coin the sausage in thick slices. Place all the veggies and sausages on the sheet pan. You want to pour the olive oil and the spices on top. Toss the even evenly coat all vegetables and meat. You want to use this about 15 by 21 inch sheet pan. Bake 15 minutes, remove from the oven, and flip stir on the vegetables around. You want to stir them around, you know, very good so they can basically cook evenly for you. You want to return to the oven and bake for another 10 to 15 minutes or until the vegetables are crisp, tender, and the sausage is brown. Now, if desired, you want to sprinkle the fresh grated Parmesan cheese over the veggies and sausage as soon as they come out of the oven. Enjoy this with rice or the Quiznos and fresh parsley if desired. Now, as far as it serves four, which is great. So it's a family size meal. The preparation time is 10 minutes. The cook time is 30 minutes. And so the total time for this meal is actually 40 minutes. And when I say it looks fabulous, I mean, it looks yummy, guys. So I would say this is one of it's a type of meal where if it's like a toward the weekend and you just want to have something, you know, with the kids or something like that, where it's not going to take you long to cook, then this is the meal. I would say to do this rather than takeout. It's a little bit more healthier. You have your rice, you have your meat, you have your vegetables. So you have everything with it. So I would say, you know, this is a pretty good healthy meal. Okay, guys, the next thing we're going to get into now, really, this is something that you're going to be very surprised about. Now, this is the new movie review. And guys, guess what? Rambo is coming back. Rambo the Last Blood, which is coming out on September the 20th. Now, mind you, it's been 37 years since the release of the action thriller First Blood, which saw the world introduced to the iconic violent action hero John Rambo, as played by Sylvester Stallone. A huge success, the film generated four sequels, merchandise, and cultural cash. Americans generally understand what you're referring to when you call someone Rambo. Almost four decades later, Rambo's saga comes to an end. Co-written by Stallone, as all of the other sequels are, the appropriately named Rambo, Last Blood follows Rambo Stallone as he confronts his past and goes on a brutal quest for vengeance with a friend's daughter when his friend's daughter is kidnapped by a Mexican cartel. Now, mind you, the original First Blood was the perfect mix of action and cemetery because of its focus on Rambo's status as a Vietnam War veteran, while ensuring sequels were less focused on this aspect of the character. Now, 2008's Rambo was a welcome return to form for both the staggering violence of the series and the characterization of the title character. Here's hoping Rambo's Last Blood, which returns Rambo to the United States for the first time since the original, ends the series on a similarly high note. So I would say they have a trailer, guys. So what I would think is that you may want to look at the trailer to just look it over to see basically, is it like memories? Does it bring back memories of the first Rambo or even the second Rambo? For me, when you always have like two and three different sequels to specific movies, you try to see what the difference are in the movies. Now, mind you, you have like sequels like Bad Boys. And mind you, we're going to be talking about that next week. Martin Lawrence and also Will Smith, they actually have a new Bad Boys that's out. I saw the trailer the other day, and I'm going to be quite honest with you guys. The trailer that I actually saw for the new Bad Boys was so similar to the other bad boys. I just couldn't believe it. It's like basically they took all the clips from the other bad boys and just made this one. It's nothing new. It's nothing different than what you've already saw. And that's just basically on the trailer that I looked at. Now, mind you, of course, it's going to be action-packed, a lot of shoot 'em up, a lot of highway scenes, a lot of fighting going on, you know, just pow-pow and a lot of things going on and all of that. But I was just so surprised of, okay, you got the boss man, you know, he's still doing the same thing. Musa, you know, basically just still doing the same thing with that, saying that Martin and Will are driving him crazy. I mean, it's basically the same thing. And I was hoping that if, you know, they brought it out again, which I'm glad they did, that they would actually switch it up. I mean, not to say that it's not going to be good, but for me, I'll just wait until it comes on Cody. You know, you feel me? I will just wait until it actually comes on Cody and watch it then. I don't think that I would go pay to go to the theaters to see it because basically I'm seeing the same thing that I already saw with the Bad Boys 2. So, you know, I would say, guys, watch the trailer. You're going to see exactly what I mean. You're going to be like, it's like deja vu. It's just like the other, exactly like it. I mean, even some of the scenes when, you know, when Will was standing with his arms out holding both of the guns. I mean, come on. Don't quote me on that. It was either Will or Martin. They were standing, well, I believe it was Will, standing with his arms out and had his guns in both of his arms. I mean, we saw that on the other one. So that's the thing about it. I know it's going to be good, but it's like, okay, it's the same thing. Well, guys, I'm ending my night tonight. The podcast is ending. So currently, I want you guys to enjoy your night. And you know my motto, let's talk about it. And also, guys, like I always tell you each night, if you have anything that you would like to talk about or you would like me to talk about, just, you know, hit me up in the voicemail. That's all you have to do. We can like go over, you know, what about the show that can be better? Just let me know. I definitely listen. Don't be shy. You can definitely, you know, contact me. Actually, I would love to hear from you guys. I really would. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I enjoy it. I enjoy you guys listening to it. So I just want to say, you know, have a wonderful rest of your night. I am Olivia, the hostess with the mostest. You know my motto, let's talk about it. And guys, I'm gone for the night. Have a good night. I'm gone.